Jamie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. So I have four kids. They were all within 3 years. I got twin girls in the middle there. And I love them to death. But I find myself screaming at them. And
about
then
what?
I fall back and I feel bad and I cry.
You're fine. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Do we have a good connection?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. My question was, you scream at them about what?
It varies. Most of the time, it's because they didn't do what I asked them to do, or because I'm in a hurry to leave and they're not. And, you know, when they were younger, it was easy to get them ready and went out the door and it was fine. And it just seems like a lot of it just trying to leave the house and not leave the house to
go where?
We live 30 minutes outside of town.
So leave the house to go where?
Into town, to go to school, to go to town. Uh-huh. When we leave, we're gone for the whole
day. I don't know what to go to town means. You mean they're late to get ready for school? Is that what you meant?
Sure. Yes. We live 45 minutes away from the school. So
on purpose?
On purpose. We live on 10 acres out in the woods, and we go to town to go anywhere we need to go. And
do you have a husband who's their father?
Yes, I do have a husband.
And how does he handle this? How does he handle this?
He's doing everything in his ability to help me, to encourage me, if he's around, to stop me.
Odd. Do the children listen to him?
Yes.
So let's put him in charge of getting the kids ready, because they respect him. They don't respect you because you get unglued. So they don't see you as a leader.
Right.
One thing that's been interesting, frustrating, but interesting, I've been watching some of the confirmation hearings for the new cabinet posts. And I was remarking to some friends today who are with me while that was happening this morning, how these men were totally unruffled. No matter what stupid question or obnoxious attitude was being thrown at them. And I said, these are the kind of men you want in charge, because they're totally unruffled. And it stops the assault because they're unruffled. So dad doesn't get ruffled. So he's respected. You get ruffled, you're not. So we either have to somehow transform you into unruffled, or dad's in charge of getting them ready. Whatever changes in your schedules, work situations, it all has to change so that there be structure in the family, because this is bad for the kids to run all over one of the parents. So how about we put your husband in charge of everything?
He tries to be in charge. I mean, he's in charge as much as...
No, he gets them out on time. He gets them to school on time. He has them do their chores on time. He's in charge of all of that from now on, because they listen to him.
Is there any way to get them to listen to me?
They don't respect you because you get crazy.
So how do I get them to respect me?
By acting like your husband. Like an authority figure, not like a hustle-bustled, hysterical female. I'm late for a very important date. Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
The White Rabbit. You're just an hysterical woman. They don't respect it. So all I'm saying is, so that we can get this organized, he's now in charge of the discipline and the getting them out of the house, or whatever it is. and you are just quiet and watching.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's the only difference. You don't have bad kids.
No, they're not. It's my
no,
fault.
They're not bad kids. But like children, I have a German Shepherd, and I'm fortunately totally alpha over this dog. Other dogs tell him to do other people tell him to do things. He ignores them. I say it. Generally, he's still puppyish. Generally, it happens. I had a German Shepherd one time. I could not get alpha. Couldn't do it. The trainer would come. He would take the leash, and the dog would just obey. The dog picked up on my lack of sense of security, my discomfort, my not feeling confident, and ran all over me. That's your kids. So okay. You need to learn from your husband, and you need to watch the confirmation hearings. These men are amazing. Just amazing. Here you have somebody who's up to be head of the CIA. What is the CIA? It's a spy organization where we go all over the world and try to protect America by spying and figuring out what's going on so we can protect America. That's what the CIA is for, okay? You had this idiot congresswoman asking him about global warming. I sat there and spit up my cereal a little. And he graciously said that was not his issue. That the debate about global warming was not in his purview. That's not what the CIA does. Well, the reason that some countries are doing X, Y, or Z is global warming. Are you denying global warming? Do you really want to say there is a debate about it? And he realized what she was doing and who she was and how stupid she was about what the CIA is supposed to be for. And she should never be on that committee. She's clueless. I would have gotten ruffled. And he just said, it's not my purview. I'm not up to speed on it because those are not the things that I'll be having to deal with. Do you promise that you will read up on global warming? Yes, I promise I will read up on global warming, he says, calmly, with a gentle smile on his face. And then it got passed on to somebody who had some intelligence about what was going on. You need, as a parent, to be perceived as unruffled, confident, and firm. Puppies and kids respond to that, not screaming and hysteria. They don't respect it. They're not afraid of it. That's what a lot of people setting up our new government have pointed out. We're not respected around the world, and we're not feared. So it doesn't work in the world with bad guys. It doesn't work with puppies. It doesn't work with kids.